Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Amanda Mull. Well, by now, we've all walked into a grocery store or a pharmacy to find something that we want locked up, and that requires a worker to come unlock the case. And it's all to prevent shoplifting, but it might be backfiring on retailers. Amanda, this creates headaches for customers and for the store's employees, but why is it hurting the store?
Well, when you think about the process of going into a store to buy something, the way that our retail system is set up is that you need to be able to just pick up whatever you want, bring it up to the counter, and leave. Stores aren't staffed to provide a level of service that they would have once provided when everything was behind the counter. And if you can't just pick up the things you want and go to the register, then stores sort of stop acting like stores. Sales of products that are behind lockup, from the data that we have, it looks like those go down significantly. And so if the point is to keep stuff on shelves for people to buy, people aren't able to actually buy it when they're behind these lockups.
Now, you talk to a lot of people in the industry to cover this story. How do they decide which products to lock up? And does it depend based on the store?
Well, how this is determined really depends on who you talk to. People representing retailers, representing the industry, generally say that, you know, stores have sophisticated systems by which they can determine what happens to everything that is supposed to be on their shelves and then goes missing. People I spoke to who are industry watchers, industry analysts, disputed that characterization that, you know, a lot of different things can happen that make a product go missing from a store shelf. And because these stores are not very closely monitored day to day, you know, employees have a lot of things to do other than just watch what people are touching. It's a lot of guesswork. So the things that go behind these locked shelving units are generally the things that go missing the most, but it's sort of impossible to say that any particular thing is often missing because it's being stolen. There are so many things that can happen to something that's not where it's supposed to be.
It's also curious, this consumer behavior, because I admit, like, sometimes you go into a store and you want to smell what the shampoo smells like or something like that. And so there's this hands-on approach that you want. But at the same time, we're all perfectly willing to go home and order things online.
Right. One of the big selling points of a brick and mortar store, especially with the availability of online retail that will just bring anything you want to your door in 2 days or less, is that you get to go and touch things and read ingredients and compare things and, you know, have like a full sensory physical experience with the stuff that you're buying. And if you've already gone out of your way to travel to a store, drive, take the train, whatever, then you're then stymied in your ability to do that when you reach your destination, that is just a really frustrating experience. So for a lot of people, when they hit that enough, are just going to stop going into those stores and order online, because if you're going to have to wait and inconvenience yourself, you might as well let somebody else do the work for you.
Well, as a result of that, are some retailers considering going back to the old way?
The people I spoke to who watch the industry closely and advise clients within the industry said that none of them really loved this solution. And I think some of them would like to move on from it, but they've spent so much money installing these systems, you know, in dozens, if not hundreds of stores across the country, depending on the retailer. And they have set up their staffing in order to service these locked up shelves. So they are a little bit pot committed on the systems that they've chosen. And there, I think, is not like enough, you know, collective will within the industry to say, okay, we're a little out over our skis here, and we need to figure out how to do this a different way.
Yeah, and when I see things like that, the loss prevention equipment, it makes me look around and think, well, where am I? What did I step into?
Right. One of the big things that's really hard to quantify about what may change people's habits if these systems continue to proliferate is that it's just a really bad shopping experience. If you go into a store and you're constantly reminded of theft and crime and treated like a criminal just for wanting to buy some shampoo, like, even if you succeed in buying that shampoo, is it really something that you want to do over and over and over again when there are other options? So it's just like a really, it's bad from a lot of directions, some measurable, some not.
Amanda, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Amanda Mull. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays here on KCBS at 12:30. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes around at 8 a.m.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.